Good morning and happy Tuesday, friends. I hope you guys are all having a great start to your week and that there is lots of great stuff coming for you. If you are joining us live in the Facebook group, make sure you hit the button, the website link to allow StreamYard to see your comments when you comment down here. Okay. So today I wanted to talk about staging for your listings. I know that the last 2 years, the market's been really crazy and a lot of, you know, everybody has really not been putting that extra effort in there to get their listings going and stuff, right? So let's see. Can everybody hear me? I feel like I'm not on here. Okay. So staging is the process of designing and filling homes with aesthetically pleasing items, right? Furniture, accessories, decor. And this is sometimes the final push that buyers need, right? To complete their envision of seeing the home as their own. And sometimes they just need that extra help, right? So staging really helps to do that. While not every home needs a complete decor overhaul, sometimes stagers often have a few tried and true tips that can help get those more listings and everything, right? Some of their tips are to remove personal items, stick to neutrals, declutter, and help the buyer see the potential of the home, right? So with the real estate market being so crazy over the last 2 years, many real estate agents haven't had the interest to, you know, do these extra things as staging or having their clients, their sellers, you know, hire somebody or even, you know, do it themselves, right? So specific areas in the home, we all know, tend to bring buyers in a little bit more, right? They focus on those areas and they have a larger impact on the potential for buyers to like the home, right? So living room, master bedroom, and the kitchen, right? Those are three really big spaces or bonus rooms and office spaces. But if you had to pick three, I would say living room, kitchen, and master, right? Or primary room. The home staging industry was built on the statistics that staging homes sell faster, hands down, right? But if you look at the last couple of years of the market and, you know, homes are going in days or a week, sometimes the sellers and the agents think like, well, you know, like, why would I, you know, pay for this extra service? The home's already going to go fast. I don't need it to go any faster, right? But as you guys can all see right now, the way the market is going, we're getting a little bit more listings, right? So it's not to convince the buyer that, you know, this is the house to sell it or have buyers buy it faster. What happens is you're competing against more listings, right? So you need your house to stick out a little bit more. And in order to do that, you have to offer something that's going above and beyond, right? So you have to make the buyers fall in love. So what does that mean? So in a traditional seller's market, typically, you know, there are more home buyers than there are homes for sale. And this can result from multiple reasons, as we have seen, you know, COVID, the increasing of the sales price, higher competition, and there's a lot more bidding wars, right, among the buyers. So houses have been spending way, way, way less days on the market without staging, right? But staging is not just about getting a home sold quickly. Home staging creates that emotional connection for the buyer. Falling in love with a home especially is important in a seller's market in order to make the highest possible profit. So it's not always about getting the most people in there or selling it quickly. It's about getting the most money for your sellers, right, at the end of the day. No matter what the market is doing, you need to make your listing stick out above everybody else. So like I said, right now in the market where we're having a lot more listings coming up, we have a lot more competition. even though we're not quite back to where, you know, it was a buyer's market all the time. So some stats for you. 2021 National Association of Realtors study on home staging reported that 82% of buyer's agents said staging a home made it easier for a buyer to visualize the property as their future home, right? That's a huge number, 82%. So increasing the perceived value of the home while creating an emotional connections will not only set your listing apart from the other ones, it also yields you higher offers. So sometimes, you know, staging homes correctly in the right way makes the home look better. It makes it look more expensive, right? So what does that mean? That means more people are going to be interested in it and the offers are going to be better. And on the flip side of that, staged listings are more likely to make it through the inspection period and the appraisal process, right? So, in a hot seller's market, homes are going under contract quickly, but we are seeing more of those contracts fall through. Buyers felt pressure to jump on something, even if it meant that they had to compromise some, right? And sometimes they were backing out. And in essence, they were panic buying. We saw it here in our area all the time that people were, you know, freaking out because they needed a house and the inventory was so low that they just, you know, jumped right in and, you know, grabbed anything that they could because they were, you know, writing offers all the time and losing out on multiple offers. So the contracts were just, you know, falling through and time lost. And when you have to put the homes back on the market, it's like a dark cloud that hangs over that house. Then people are like, what happened? What's wrong with this house, right? Was there some serious flaws that were uncovered during the inspection period? So over a quarter of the buyers are more than willing to overlook property faults if the home is staged because they aren't getting caught up in that stuff because they just love the home so much and they're willing to compromise more, right? So staging puts less weight on the minor renovations that may need to be done because they can see the vision more. And you know what else helps a lot with the staging? The MLS photos, right? They get so many more views when stuff is done correctly. So you have to have, you know, the home staged correctly, but you also have to have professional photos, right? So even in a hot market, buyers will still determine if they want to see a house from the photos. Almost all, 99% of millennial home buyers start their search online, according to NAR. Right? I would say like that is so accurate. So the quality of your online images, your 3D tours, all of that stuff, right, is your first impression and you need to make it count. So staging done right makes your home look bigger as well, right? So people who live in their home for a long time, you know, they collect more stuff. And if they've moved a lot, like, you know, some of our, you know, military families and stuff, their furniture doesn't always fit everywhere they go, but they can't find new furniture every place they're at. So they just try and make it work everywhere, right? So it may seem, you know, asinine a little bit, but vacant homes actually feel smaller than homes that are fully furnished and staged correctly. Okay. Correctly being the key word here. Staging design professionals, they'll bring in furniture and accessories that are to scale, that appropriate the spaces, right? This will give the buyers the impression that the space is actually larger than it is because it's not cluttered, it's not overfull, they don't have gigantic pieces. You ever walk into a showing of a master bedroom and you have this giant king size four-poster bed and two nightstands, the dresser with the mirror, the other long dresser, and it's a 10 by 10 room. It literally makes the room feel like it's a 5 by 5, right? So having the right scale for the size of your spaces makes a huge difference and can make the spaces look better. So when determining the cost of staging your listings, you know, the surveys say, you know, the price reduction was 5 to 20 times more than what the staging investment was. So if you have to, if we find ourselves in the position of, you know, price reductions again and stuff, that on the flip side, if you had spent that money on staging, you would have gotten higher offers. So you're actually going to make more money, if that makes sense, right? So with occupied home stagers, typically they try to use what the seller already has on hand and just put it in a better way that it works and add some extra accessories and stuff. So let's talk about prices a little bit. Obviously, it's going to depend on your area, where you're located, the size of the home, what your expectations are, how much staging you're going to want, and what the agents and the owners are looking for, right? But a good estimate is about $500 a room. And that doesn't include small bathrooms and stuff like that. Stagers and designers typically piece together smaller areas like an entryway and a bathroom, and piece that together as one room, right? So you're talking living room, that'd be $500, kitchen, $500. And that's just an estimate, okay? I mean, obviously, to get specific numbers, there's a lot more factors into it. So stagers and designers also do what's called a walk and a talk, okay? And this is really good. They go into your listing and they meet with you and your sellers, or vice versa, or both, and they tell you everything that they would recommend you do room by room, right? So you pay one flat fee. They're not doing anything, but they're telling you what to do, what to buy, what to get. And sometimes they'll even make you a list of like the items to get. Here's a shopping list for you, right? And this is the most affordable option. And it's also really great for DIYers, right? So if you can do this yourself, or your seller can and stuff, and just take the initiative of, whatever the professional says, there you go. It works right? So the bottom line, regardless of where the real estate market stands, staging is a crucial part of the selling process always, because you're either in competition with other listings or you're in competition with yourself. Right? So you can always get more money. There's always that opportunity there. So homeownership is probably the largest investment people will make, right? In their entire life. So creating the spaces that buyers fall in love with, the negotiating power stays with the seller side throughout the entire process, right? And you just don't want to leave money on the closing table. So let's talk about some things that you can do yourself or with the owner if you don't want to hire a stager or professional designer. Okay, so you can make a list, you can share it with your seller, or you can go through and you can conduct your own walk and talk, right? But the first thing is you want to get rid of clutter. Staging is not about adding as much furniture as possible to any space. Instead, it's about making the spaces feel spacious and open, right? So you got to encourage the homeowner to stow away. This is a great time for them to pre-pack. Right? They're planning on moving. They might as well, start packing up stuff. And sometimes telling the sellers, that they need to declutter is kind of an insult, because they take that as like you think their stuff is junk. But that's not the case. The situation is that you want to make the space feel bigger. They have to look at it from the buyer side, right? So we need to, make the space look bigger and get rid of some stuff, pack it away. So, advise, your homeowner not to simply just shove the clutter into closets, because buyers tend to look in closets. And the last thing you want a buyer to think is that there's no storage in the home. They're already busting at the seams. Where are they going to put all their stuff, right? So empty the home as much as possible. Do the pre-packing, get a pod, get a storage unit, fill the garage, whatever you got to do. Next is cleaning the space. You can't stage without cleaning it first. This is a great time to recommend that the homeowner get a professional cleaner, because as much as they say that they're going to do it, they're overwhelmed. They're going to be packing up their stuff, and just getting somebody in there that can do it fast and quick is totally worth it sometimes. And you just got to get it done, right? Every surface should shine, smell good, and look as new as possible. Next, you want to work with what's there. Okay, this is for an occupied home. Obviously, a vacant one is separate because they don't have anything to really work with, right? So instead of renting or purchasing brand new furnishings for an occupied home, that just doesn't work all the time, right? So you can use some of the big pieces that sellers have. If they have an old couch or something, get a slipcover cover and put it on it, right? Freshen it up a little bit. You can save a lot of money by using these bigger pieces. And you don't have to feel obligated to use every single piece that's there, right? Because let's be real, they've probably collected a lot over the time, and it serves their purpose. They love it, they like it, it works for them, but we don't need it right now, right? So it's not about full on decorating, it's more on the exploring the potential of each room and making each room look its best. Okay, next up, and this is one of the really, really big ones, is to show good light. Most buyers love bright open spaces, right? So bright rooms sell, that's just what it is. So when you're staging, be sure you have ways to make the light come in. You want to open up all the blinds, you want to have the curtains pulled back and have natural light coming in. That's the best. You also want to take the time to change out any yellow light bulbs. Yellow light bulbs make everything look dark, dreary, old, drab, all of it. You want to change them to bright white light bulbs. Okay. Switch out all the dimming light bulbs, change them to bright white as well. It'll make a huge difference. If your sellers are willing to do a fresh coat of paint, it's one of the best investments that you can make because fresh paint goes such a long way. And this is the time to just make everything one neutral color, right? I know that sometimes it's really boring with the light grays, like this back here, or the off-whites, or even just white on white. But the thing is that these light neutral colors really make the spaces look bright, open, big, neutral, and it brings other people's visions to come alive. And it just makes everything look so clean, right? And they don't feel like they have to come in and it's gonna be so exhausting to cover up these red walls and bright green, and all that stuff. So it is a huge impact to have fresh, neutral paint colors, okay? And stuff that's just not like a yellow slap in your face color. Instead of using those bright colors on the walls, you can use them on throw pillows and rugs and all that stuff. That's where they belong. Next up, pick and choose which rooms you'll stage. As we talked before, there are some main rooms, and probably a lot of sellers don't have the money right now to stage an entire home, right? So you can still stage the three most important rooms: living room, primary bedroom, and the kitchen. So those are, your big keys. If you have more, do the main bathrooms. Those are so easy. It's mostly just accessories, not furniture, right? So to stage the living room, let's talk about some tips for you guys to go in there and do. Declutter, depersonalize, remove photos, personalized work, artwork, quilts, anything that looks old, dingy, outdated, any of that stuff. Get rid of anything like that. You want to add greenery, flowers, plants, bring them to life. Don't use cheap old fake plants because they just look horrible and they're going to collect a lot of dust. Use scale to furniture for those spaces. You don't want to put a giant leaf-in dining room table that fits 10 in a tiny little eat-in kitchen, right? It's going to make the space not work. So master in your living room, with those furniture and everything, freshen up the couch with some fresh throw pillows. Throw pillows go a long way and you get that burst of color, right? Master bedroom, declutter, depersonalize, clean, empty out the closet, stage them up, and then add some fresh bedding. White bedding goes a long way, makes everything look like luxury hotel. Add some throw pillows on the bed, right? Kitchen. This one's really easy. Clean everything and degrease all the surfaces, make it look fresh and clean. Add jars of cookies, fruit on the counter, any little decor pieces that'll, liven it all up, bring in some life. If you have a bar area, you can add some bar stools and some placemats and some plates and create a little seating area, right? If the budget allows, stainless steel appliances. You can update the kitchen cabinets with just some new knobs. If they're down for it, you can paint the kitchen cabinets or bathroom cabinets if they're willing to do that or pay someone to do it. Those are other really quick, fast updates that you can do. Home staging is worth the investment, no matter who does it. It'll be worth it in the end for sure. Research shows that staging helps homes sell faster and for more money, right? So, have you guys thought about adding staging for your sellers, either by you helping them or by bringing in a professional? I'd love to have you guys drop that in the comments and check in with you and see what you guys think. Well, that's it for today. I hope you guys have a great day, and we're gonna share some more stuff about staging in the group, and I will see you guys next Tuesday. Bye for now.